Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to get on here and I wanted to make a very important teaching or about something that I see stopping so many people from thriving in life, and something I see that's causing so many people grief in their lives and stopping them from unlocking the great power and potential that our Creator wants to give us all as a wonderful gift. And that is unforgiveness. And it's an easy thing to speak about, but it's much harder to accomplish, because when somebody hurts us in ways we can't even think imaginable, it seems almost impossible to forgive. Now, there are little ways people are hurt today and little things that are done that people struggle with forgiveness in those areas. But what happened to the major things? And we need to really look deep into the Word of our Creator to understand this power of forgiveness and understand Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, and what He tried to teach us. Because He came to teach us love. Love is the ultimate goal, and there's not this Greek form of different types of love for different types of people at different times in our life. According to the Bible, there's only one type of love, and anything less than that is not love. If it's incomplete, it's not love. So He wants us to understand the concept of love, of all my commandments, of everything, the greatest and the thing that encompasses and everything of all the commandments is love. Many people don't understand love of the Scripture, but understand forgiveness is the ultimate form of love. And because people are willing to forgive, there's a lack of love there. You know, holding a grudge against someone doesn't make you strong. It makes you bitter. Forgiven doesn't make you weak. It sets you free. And that's what people need to understand. And when you understand the attacks of the enemy who tries to keep you in this mode of revenge and bitterness, that's why so many people suffer today, and it leads to disease on the physical level. And I'm not saying that every single time something we've done or a lack of forgiveness is the cause of disease in our life, but I will tell you our Creator has a plan, and He tells us that it definitely will lead to physical disease if we walk around with unforgiveness. And it will hold us back from understanding the love that our Creator gave us. It talks all about in the Scriptures to forgive others as quickly as our Creator has forgiven us. So we need to understand this, and we need to look at this. And we need to really get down to the concept and understand that pride stops us from forgiving others. And we need to really look into that and see, what does that mean? What does that really mean? The enemy's trick is to keep us prideful, so we're not able to forgive, so we're not able to love. That's a powerful concept I want people to understand and get. We've all been hurt in our lives, and we will continue to have things and people hurt us. The enemy is going to consistently try to attack us and destroy us. But before we even get to the physical level of things, there's a mental level things. To take captive of your thoughts and not let those things overcome us. And I'm giving you this message today because there are a lot of people that are suffering on a physical level. But the answer is really on this emotional, mental level, where they're not forgiving and they're not understanding the love of our wonderful Creator through this. So I pray that this will help you all. And, you know, no matter what you believe, I know many people that listen to my messages believe in the Bible of our Creator and believe in Yeshua. But even if for some reason you're watching this right now and you don't believe in that, that does not take away the curse or the blessing of forgiving. So no matter what you believe, there's a blessing with forgiving and there's a curse with unforgiveness. We must understand this. Pride is the thing that's it's a negative thing. It's the thing the enemy wants us to walk around with. It says in Wisdom 29:23 of the Bible, pride brings a person low, but the lowly in spirit gain honor. It says in Wisdom or Proverbs 11:2, when a pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. And then Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. In the scriptures, love is always associated with forgiveness. Pride stops us from forgiving others. You know, the people today that are suffering have not forgiven others, and they haven't even forgiven themselves, and this is why so many people today suffer. So I want to talk to you today about this, and because when you could learn to do this, and the scriptures teach us how to do this, it releases us from many curses. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear the word curses, but what do I want me to say? Diseases or negative things that we experience in our lives. So I want to talk about this today. And I've been reading a book called Biblical Foundations to Freedom, and it says destroying Satan's lies with Yahweh's truth. Destroying Satan's lies with Yahweh's truth. And it's based on scripture, and it's so important to understand this. So important to get this concept down and to make this happen. So it says, there are two spiritual kingdoms are at war here on earth. And we discussed this. And we're caught in the middle of this battle that's going on for us. It says in Revelations 2:16, repent of your sin, or I will come to you suddenly and fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Repenting. You know, that's another word people don't like to hear, or people don't even understand. Repenting. You know, that just simply means to change your mind about the path you have decided to take previously. To change your mind about certain things. To change the way you are thinking about things. Change your mind. To repent from those things. Many of us are aware of this spiritual warfare and ongoing battle for our souls. But others are blind. And we talk about the enemy blinding us to these things. It says in 2 Corinthians 2:11 of the Bible, so that Satan would not outsmart us, for we are familiar with his evil scams. We must understand who he is and what he does and how he tries to destroy us. We must understand that. It says in another translation, lest Satan should get an advantage over us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We must know Satan's device as well as we can recognize and discuss his lies. He wants us to not be, our creator wants us to not be ignorant of what's going on. It says in Hosea 4:6, my people destroyed because they don't know me. Because they don't know me. So we need to know our creator and his instructions and his guidelines, and when he talks about what we should be doing in life. And it helps us to understand. If you understand our creator, you understand love. If you understand love, you understand the power of unforgiveness. It's so powerful and so important, but we have to be able to identify, and this is what we spoke about. The devil tries to blind us, but we have to be willing to identify when he's attacking us. And we have to be thankful for what our creator gives us and the wisdom to be aware of those things. And that's why we did a talk about discernment and discerning those things. Discerning when a thought comes from the devil or when it comes from our creator. We have to be able to discern those things. So we can be victorious of all these evil things in our lives. There's three dimensions. When we talk about this physical attack that comes on us, there's three dimensions that Satan tries to attack us. And when we talk about the spiritual battle, in Ephesians that talks about going on, we have to identify this. So we have to break these down to these three. Number one, spiritually. Number two, mentally in our thoughts. And then number three, physically. And they all work together. So if you're suffering from a physical disease, there's a great chance you have unforgiveness in your life because you're letting the enemy take over your thoughts. You're not staying focused on the word. You're not taking every thought captive like it says in the scriptures. Well, let's look at these three. Satan attacked us spiritually by trying to weaken and destroy our faith in our creator. That's what he does. He attempts to counterfeit everything that is of Yahweh. He presents Yahweh as a mean-spirited, selfish, jealous, and vindictive. He wants us to believe that Yahweh is withholding good things from us, and he tries to trick us into blaming Yahweh for our hardships and diseases, when the truth is, Satan is the author of every negative thing. He wants to replace faith in Yahweh with fear and superstition. Do we understand from the beginning of time that's what he's done with Adam and Eve, and he continues to do that to today? He wants us to destroy our relationship with Yahweh and the foundation that Yahweh has created, the structure and the roles that Yahweh have created. And today, with the media and everything else that's going on, they try to attack the structure of the family. The structure is the foundation of the family, and tear it apart, with marriages being torn apart, with the feminist movement being taken away and shifting around the structure that our Creator created for life and relationships. And it's continuing, and all around us we see the foundation of Scripture trying to be torn apart. That's Satan at work. But we must be able to identify it. And then people start blaming our Creator when they should be blaming the devil. And not to give him power, but to be aware that the devil is the one and the cause for many of these issues in our lives. How many times have we heard someone say, "I don't understand why Yahweh would allow my wife to die. Yahweh is the author of life, not death. Satan authorized sin and death and published it first on the hearts of Adam and Eve. It then found a ready home in the hearts of all humans. Yahweh is the Father, is the giver of every good thing and perfect gift." James 1:17. Yes, I know in the scripture it says he give and he take away, but he has a plan and a full plan. And it says in James 1:17, whatever is good is a perfect gift coming down to us from our wonderful Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. We need to get this. Therefore, if it is not good and perfect, it is not from Yahweh. As I have learned to accept this simple truth at a deeper levels in my life, I have gained greater and greater levels of peace and joy. It's the job of the enemy to attack us physically by bringing disease and death into our bodies. Do you understand that? Disease and death in our bodies. You have to understand the connection between this. Me as a health teacher, I see it all the time. The people that are sick have unforgiveness. The people that are sick have a heart of revenge. You know, there are people that are sick that are humble, and it's not 100% of the times that happens, and we're going to look at that. But you must let go of those. You must let go of that, and you must learn to love. You must get that concept. Satan attacks us physically by bringing disease and death into our bodies. Disease and death enter this world by Satan's instructions through one man's sin, as it says in Romans 5:12. And Romans 5:12, it talks about this. When Adam sinned, sin entered the world, and Adam's sin brought death. So death spread to everyone for everyone who sinned. We have to understand sin is transgression of our Creator's guidelines and instructions. And we have to understand the curses that are related with living against in disobedience and the praises and the blessings that go along with obedience. Disease and death will be banished forever from the new heavens while Satan is bound forever and condemned to the abyss, as it says in Deuteronomy 27, as it says in the scriptures. In Deuteronomy 27 to 28, it clearly illustrates the blessings of obedience and the curses of disobedience. And every matter of disease is listed in the consequence of disobedience. Without any question, on a physical level, disease comes from disobedience towards our Creator. Anytime we're disobeying, we're inviting disease into our life. We're manifesting in it. And our Creator gave us his instructions for us to be healthy and not to suffer from these diseases and all the blessings come along with all of the great things in life, all of the blessings of Yahweh, and disease, the physical disease that we suffer today. You know, it says in, it's not one of them, it says in Exodus 15:26, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put on you the same disease I put upon the Egyptians. You understand that? If you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put on you the same diseases I put upon the Egyptians. And what happened? The children, and the children, when they went into the promised land, they were told, follow my instructions. Find every unclean thing. Separate and divide yourself from those clean things. And that wasn't just people. That was emotions and attitudes and things like that. Divide, separate yourself, and destroy those things, and you will be blessed abundantly. But if you don't, not only will I put the same disease upon you, I will give you disease that you never even heard of yet. And what happened? The children went in there. They were disobedient. And today, the children today were disobedient, and we continue to suffer from new diseases we never even heard of yet. With all the science and doctors out there today, every day we have new diseases. It's because the disobedience, not only the physical disobedience of not listening to the commandments of our Creator and following them, but also the attitude of unforgiveness, the attitude of fear of man, the attitude of going against what our Creator says. He says, do not be dismayed. I am your refuge. And people have doubt in that, because that's what the enemy does. He tries to show them doubt and question our Creator if our Creator is right. It says in Deuteronomy 27 and 28, it says the curses that are connected to this. Anyone who craves or casts an idol and secretly sets it up, the curses that are connected to that. Anyone who dishonors their mother and father. You see, it talks about all the curses. It goes through the commandments to talk about all the curses that are connecting to these things. And it lists all of the things our Creator tells us to do and when people don't do it. Then it looks at the blessings of obedience and all the wonderful blessings that come along with obedience. Scripture clearly shows us these things. He shows these things. During each miracle of healing that Yeshua performed, he cast out demons and forgave sins or both. All diseases are from Satan. Disease is found as a root in Adam's original sin. It takes root in our own sin as well. Every disease is rooted in separation from Yahweh, which is the ultimate effect of sin. Now, I know a lot of you don't want to hear that. A lot of you don't want to take responsibility for that. A lot of you don't want to think that you're disobedient, unloving, and unforgiving. But that is the connection, and the physical sin is the end result, not the beginning result. Understand that. It's not like we get a sin and then all of a sudden we're a nice person. We get a sin or we get a disease and then all of a sudden we become bitter. No, we're a bitter person. We're an unforgiving person. We're lacking love. And then we don't get control over that. We let the enemy make us think negative things about our Creator, and then it manifests in physical disease. But understand this, for all of you that are suffering out there, understand this, because I know some of you are going to say, or be upset about that, which in itself is proof that you have some sort of bitterness in you. But understand, not every disease is the result of a personal sin, okay? And that's not releasing you from disobedience. That's not saying every single person that's suffering from disease, you know, it is because of their personal sin. So when I said personal sin will manifest into physical disease, I'm not saying every person that's suffering from a disease is a result of their personal sin. In John 9, the story of the man that was blind from birth, the disciples asked Yeshua, whose fault was it? Was it the sin of the parents or the sin of the man? And Yeshua answered, neither. In a fallen and cursed world, calamities happen that are not the fault of the sin of the individual, but the result of Adam's sin. Sin and Satan are still the cause. The point of the story is that the works of Yahweh should be made manifest in the healing of the man. The whole point of this story is that Yeshua healed and thus destroyed the works of the devil. You understand that? We get that. Obedience versus disobedience. And there are many people that our Creator's patience and time and mercy is stopping that physical disease from happening. But that doesn't mean that person is in a good place. If you are a person or know a person filled with unforgiveness, a person that's filled with lack of love, a person that's not following the commandments of a Creator, and they have not yet suffered from physical disease, that doesn't mean they're an exception to the rule. That doesn't mean that Yahweh has forgotten them. No, it means the mercy of our wonderful Creator is on them, giving them time to figure it out. But according to Scripture, it will happen if they continue on that path. the physical disease will happen. And they must change. And if you're suffering from physical disease, you must understand it is not of Yahweh, but it is of the devil who's deceived you. And you must repent. You must change your mind and become obedient to our Creator's word. And you must trust that you can heal and you will heal, regardless what a doctor tells you, regardless what the world tells you. Love heals. Love heals. As we consider discernment, understand that it is primary weapons we use to win the spiritual war. The key is to understand that the battles are fought in our minds. We need to learn and take captive every thought. Every thought we must take captive and not let the enemy destroy us. We must understand this. So important that we get this concept down. Recognize that not every thought we have is our own. So when the thoughts enter in our mind, we need to examine them to see who sent them. Satan attacks us mentally and emotionally through our thoughts. He uses three types of thoughts in his attack. Expect them and know they are coming. And here they are. Here they are. And here's what we need to understand. We need to learn. Number one, Satan accuses us. Accuses Yahweh to us. He'll say, Yahweh doesn't love you. After all, he allowed and did not stop September 11th, right? He did not stop some other tragedy in your life. He employs a wide range of tactics, bold and subtle, to try to get you to believe the lie that Yahweh either won't or couldn't possibly love you. And then Satan accuses others to us. He will accuse us of negative things. He will say, And negative things to other people, who plant doubts and suspicion in our minds about others. And all these negative things, even about our loved ones, our family, our spouses. You know, what ifs we'll start asking. Well, what about that person? He'll put all these negative minds into us. So he accuses others. And then he accuses you to yourself. Struggling with guilt and self accusation and unloveliness and self-rejection and self-hatred. These are all his tracks, his tricks and the things he does. He's the master accuser. And he accuses us before Yahweh day and night, as it said in Revelation 12:10. Revelation 12:10 says, then I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, I come at last, salvation and power, the kingdom of Yahweh, the authority of Yeshua, for the accuser and our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to the earth, and one who accused them before our Elohim day and night. Now, when we identify the accusing thoughts about Yahweh, something else, or somebody else, or ourselves, we need to understand that the voice of Satan is accusing us before Yahweh. Satan throws fiery darts in our minds, as it says here in Ephesians 6:10 or 6:16. In Ephesians 6:16 says, in addition to all these, hold up all the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil, which he continually tries to throw at us. We must consistently test our thoughts and examine whether they are good or evil. Well-developed discernment identifies if these thoughts come from Yahweh or from Satan. Are they truth or a lie? That's where the discernment comes in. That's what we have to understand. It is a fact that Satan will bring accusations. Knowing this, we must guard our faith and prevent Satan from stealing it. It says in the scripture in Romans 16:20, the Elohim of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. May the grace of our wonderful Creator Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah Yeshua, be with you. Hallelujah. It says, shortly this will happen. Not instantly, but this is coming. This will happen. Satan will take his time, but it is coming. This thought provides hope. Take the promise to heart. Our Creator says, I offer you a future and a hope. A future and a hope, and we must believe that. The key to winning this war in our thought life is found in the scriptures in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 to 6. Corinthians 10, verses 4 to 6. It says, we use Yahweh's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of the human reasoning, to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps us from knowing our wonderful Creator. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. After you have become fully obedient, we will punish everyone who remains disobedient. Hallelujah. We have to understand this, though. We don't need to fight this war that's going on, this battle for ourselves, under our own power. Our weapon is not carnal of man, but of Yahweh. We possess the full power and authority of our wonderful Messiah Yeshua in this war. And all the authority has been given to him. We must learn to rely on and use his power and the authority, not our own. Not our own. We must do it. That's where the blood of Yeshua is so important. Yeshua's power and authority gives us the ability to destroy Satan's strongholds. Through Yeshua, we have the ability to defeat Satan in every area of our life. We must learn to identify these strongholds. We must learn to identify these things in our lives that have caused such hardship, that have put us in a position to have this unforgiveness and this bitterness in our lives. We must capture those thoughts and release them and command in the name of Yeshua for Satan to be gone. Flee from the enemy, and he will flee, as it says all throughout Scripture. We must cast down all these different things. To cast down something means to shatter it, demolish it. That's it. We have to demolish all reasoning and thoughts that run contrary to the sound of scriptural teaching. We demolish the reasoning or theories of humanistic philosophies and their vain, empty speculations that attempt to nullify scripture and the gospel. We demonstrate cultural influences, or we demolish right now, we demolish cultural influences in our lives that run contrary to the sound teachings of scripture. We destroy Satan's seasoning and lies, or reasoning and his lies. Yeshua came to destroy the works of Satan and give his authority to the power of us to do likewise. How many of us were confronted with difficult attitudes or behaviors? Get into the debates within our own minds instead of trusting and believing scripture. Before long, Satan plants a seed of doubt or disconnect. Maybe evolution is true or partially true. Maybe God did not really mean that we can ask anything in his name. Satan whispers the negative thoughts that build towards destroying our peace and our confidence. We meditate on it and progress to unbelief. Doubt and fear. This leads to rationalization of Yahweh's truth and letting the enemy affect us. We need to not do this. We need to be released from this and not let this happen. We need to take captive of our thoughts to discern when something is from Yahweh or not. And we need to understand love and unforgiveness. Sometimes our lives are controlled by the lies we have heard as children. You will never amount to anything. There is no right way, and there is the right way and your way. Or this happened to you because you are bad. Do you believe these types of statements come from Yahweh or from Satan's lies?
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
When I'm at my end, you just getting started. When I hit a wall, you just walk through. When I face a mountain, you are the maker, so it's gotta move. When I'm out of faith, and you are still faithful. When I'm at my worst, too good. In all of my questions, you are the answer.